It's easy to go along to church each Sunday, sing the songs, listen to the sermon, pat yourself on the back, and yet still harbour a quiet disdain for some of the people in your life. And that right there is a problem for God. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the things that happens a lot in families is sibling rivalry. It starts off as we, as children, exercise our selfishness and immaturity. As far as the average child is concerned, the world revolves around them, totally. It's their one and only worldview. And the job of parents is to teach each child that the world doesn't, in fact, revolve around them. That's the process of growing up. And a person is mature when they've learned to effectively balance their needs against other people's needs. Yet some people grow up never learning how to do that. They hate their brothers and their sisters, not just their natural ones, but the people around them. And you know something? Their hearts are full of darkness. They're blind to the needs of people around them. They're awful people to be around, and that is one hell of a tragedy, literally. So if the cap fits, wear it. Grow up. 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. Someone might say, I am in the light. But if they hate any of their brothers or sisters in God's family, they are still in the darkness. Those who love their brothers and sisters live in the light, and there is nothing in them that will make them do wrong. But whoever hates their brother or sister is in darkness. They live in darkness. They don't know where they're going because the darkness has made them blind. If there's someone in your life whom you hate, if there's someone you haven't made peace with, it's time to do something about it. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Let me tell you, forgiving someone who's hurt you, making peace with someone you don't really like, it's not easy. It takes a serious amount of faith, a serious amount of trust in God's word to actually do that. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about. It's called Having the Sort of Faith That Conquers the World. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.